to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Lil Cthulhu, and I have the mastermind behind the game. I have Richard with me today. How's it going, Richard?
Pretty good. How's everybody else doing? How you doing?
I'm great. So thanks for taking time out of, you know, what I know to be always a crazy Kickstarter schedule to come on the show today.
It's definitely been one of those crazy weeks. When you put up a Kickstarter, it's always a lot of fun.
Oh, definitely. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, perfect. Well, my name is Richard Loffenberger. I'm the founder of Deolution Studios. We've been making games for, 6 years now. We started mostly in the digital realm of making mobile games and so forth like that. But we've made a lot of card and board games that we've sort of worked with other people to play and put out. And so we've decided to now put one out for ourselves.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about the Kickstarter. So, Lil Cthulhu. I mean, right away, people should be interested just hearing the name because, you know, people love Cthulhu nowadays. But what is Lil Cthulhu? When people play it, what can they expect and what are they going to get out of the game?
Right off the bat, most people are expecting to lose. And that's sort
of, of course.
That was sort of the flavor we were trying for with Lil Cthulhu. It's a pressure look game where you're actually trying to keep Lil Cthulhu happy, the offspring of Cthulhu. And doing it is very, very difficult. And we use sanity as normal a Cthulhu game would, as sort of the currency or the timer. But one of the big things that we normally find out is that timer runs out really quick and people tend to lose very fast.
That's fantastic. I love the whole concept of using sanity. I mean, I remember playing the Cthulhu role-playing game and I loved that mechanic. Just to, you know, you see this monster and you lose some sanity. Well, of course I would, you know, realistically. And so I think that's fun to add that into the board game for sure.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, we wanted to find a way to really, like, let people see in front of them that they're losing and they're losing fast. And when people look down, they have 4, 3, 2 sanity left. You can start feeling the apprehension build and the hopelessness build. And it's a really fun thing to watch.
Definitely. So the object is to keep Lil Cthulhu happy. So how do you go about doing that?
What happened is Lil Cthulhu really wants toys, and he wants these evil toys that we created, sort of like the Necronomic coloring book or his death rattle or his Deddy Bear. And what we've done is we've ripped all the parts and toys in half. And so, in essence, you're collecting both halves of each toy and giving them to Lil Cthulhu. And once you do, you actually get sanity back. And the goal of the game is to collect as the toys that he's demanded at the beginning, and that's what we call the demand cards. You can actually change the game a bit, like add like one demand card, remove one demand card to make the game longer or shorter, harder or more difficult. So we're sort of keeping the game very flexible.
That's awesome. So how did it all come about creating Lil Cthulhu? Tell us the story of how it came to be.
Well, that's actually my favorite story. I made this cute little Cthulhu game because I wanted to make a really dark, hardcore Cthulhu game. It sounds backwards, but that's how it started. We had been noticing a trend about a year ago. Actually, it was a year and a half ago that Cthulhu games are really starting to pop up on Kickstarter, and games are trying to, you know, oh, hey, let's add Cthulhu to it because it's cool.
It's true.
We came to the part where it was like, why are these people fighting Cthulhu, beating Cthulhu, being able to survive Cthulhu? And it wasn't mad, but it was just like, that's not the way Cthulhu works. So I started making a game that was a very, very true to Cthulhu, whereas you're going to lose. There's hopelessness. You can't win. Just trying to survive is the big thing. And that's where we started. What ended up happening, though, is the game was so dark that it would take the most hardcore Cthulhu lover to really like it, and it really couldn't give like a broader spectrum. And the second part was, is when we wanted to make this game, we wanted to make this game accessible to anybody, so anybody could come in and sort of learn about the idea of Cthulhu, of how hopeless and that thing was. And if we made it that dark, there was really no way that we could get that broad populace, because the parents are not like going to let their kids play with something where cultists are giving their arms and their legs in a card game. And that's,
yeah.
So believe it or not, we were sitting in a bar in New York City called formerly Crow's, actually. And we were sitting in the corner with a couple of friends, and it sort of hit me like, well, what if, how could we make it cute? And then I thought of a cute Cthulhu, and I thought, oh, there's always been this internet sort of meme that's gone around, little video, little thing there of a smaller baby Cthulhu. And wouldn't that be fun to be able to sort of make the cuteness factor up a little bit, but keep the evilness and the hopelessness up? And so I got online with my artist that night while I was drinking, and him and I over the phone created this character, Little Cthulhu, and nice. It came to be. And then once we had the idea of, oh, we're going to use a child instead, the game kind of fell in and sort of just came together. These parts, these toys and all that, and it just kind of worked.
That's fantastic. That is a great story. And I love how it evolved from, you know, being this super dark thing to, you know, a cute baby Cthulhu, and just the difference between that. But I love that. I mean, I think this could be a lot of fun to definitely play with my kids and introduce them to this, you know, weird creature that everyone loves and enjoys nowadays. So I could definitely get behind that for sure.
We're really excited about the modularity of this game. The cards are actually color-coded in purple, black, and red. And based on what colors you put in and different rule sets, we made it so that a young child is six, and we've had people actually watch their kids play it, and it makes it just a collection game, and they go out. And then if you add the black cards in, it gives you some actions where you're affecting other players, and that's sort of for a little older audience. And then you drop in the red cards and the sanity, it takes it to a very adult level. And then we've got some boosters that we're adding in the Kickstarter, the holiday booster, which makes the game that much more difficult.
That's awesome. Well, as we're recording right now, I mean, you guys still have a good portion of a month left to go on the Kickstarter. You have 23 days left to go. It's scheduled to end on March 31st, and you guys are like halfway there, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is really exciting. It's very interesting being on Kickstarter these days. Not a complaint or anything like that, but it's just like you're up against some of these people that get funded like $300,000 in the first 20 minutes of their campaign. We're like a small little guy, and we're just trying to get our first game out there. And it's trying to get yourself to be shown on Kickstarter the best way possible and the most honest way possible to say, hey, guys, try this game out. We're not going for ridiculous amounts of money. Let's get this thing. And so far we've done it. Our community has done a really great job. I mean, we've got 300 backers right now. We've gotten up to almost halfway right now. It's really exciting.
Yeah, no, that's super exciting. Well, and like you said, you do have those, I guess you could call the 800-pound gorilla Kickstarter companies out there that are pumping out, it seems like, a game every single month to be on Kickstarter. But the great thing about Kickstarter as well is that you have smaller companies that you can bring out these games, and then you can get them made, whereas back in the day you had to go through the rigorous process of trying to get a company to pick up the game and all these other things. But now you can give it to the public and see if the public wants it, and then, you know, and then have the public support you. And so I really love that about Kickstarter, for sure, giving the opportunity for these great ideas to come about when before they no one probably would have seen it in the first place.
I agree 1,000%. Actually, I mean, I still love it. I love how Kickstarter is allowing people to do this. It that's why we started doing mobile games originally, because with the app stores and stuff like that, you broaden them out, and it was democracy. It wasn't, you know, the big studios putting it out and little guys couldn't do it. Now you've got a democratic voice of, here's what I have. If you like it, and it goes up. It's the same with Kickstarter. It's democracy. When people get behind it, and listen, if anybody gets behind any of these games, they're going to do really well. And it's just getting out there and getting your voice, having it heard. And I think Kickstarter is a great way, and social media is a great way. And doing podcasts like this, they're just really great ways to be able to bring yourself out there and be like, hey, here we are, and come like us or not if you would like, but at least give us a view.
That's definitely, and I would encourage everyone definitely to go check out Lil Cthulhu. And Richard, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to come on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. I mean, it was great, great having this conversation. And I mean, I've loved your podcast. That was really fun that we were able to connect and reach out.
Definitely. And well, why don't you tell people more where they can find out about D-Evolution Studios and about Lil Cthulhu?
Okay, you can go to deevolutionstudios.com. You can find us on Twitter on Devolution Stud. It's Stud because studios wouldn't finish, and so it's Devolution Stud. Devolution_studios on Instagram.
Awesome. And we'll have links in the show notes for all of you that have quick, easy access. Richard, once again, thank you, and good luck with the rest of your campaign and everything else you do.
Hey, thank you very much, and everybody else, thanks for listening. And if you do get a chance, please go and check out Lil Cthulhu.
Definitely. And thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. He created our intro and outro, and you could find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.